This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas voters are never quite predictable. While sending an overwhelming number of politically conservative representatives to the legislature, voters also approve permissive, more liberal amendments like medical marijuana and higher minimum wage. This isn't new, but as John Brummett points out in a recent column, there is a contemporary spin to this phenomenon developing right now as some lawmakers attempt to tweak or change publicly passed measures through new legislation. In his Sunday column in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, John Brummett referred to the Arkansas electorate as voters who have never demonstrated philosophical consistency. For their usual weekly conversation, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked Brummett about that comment.
That's not an insult. It's just an objective, loving critique. That's what that is. Okay. Arkansas people have long made very little sense in terms of broad consistency in what they do. The one thing that they are is populist. They're for the little guy, you know, the working man. But that's never been reflected, since I've been covering it, in their selection of between candidates, because we have become, Arkansas has always been so stridently, predictably pro-incumbent, whether it was the Democrats who were the incumbents or now the Republicans, or judges because they have judge before their name. And it's a dichotomy, and it is the inconsistency that makes Arkansas such an eccentric, charmingly eccentric place.
Let me throw a couple of examples of what you're talking about here. So populist on issues like they will pass minimum wage,
right.
They will pass term limits, for instance, is a pretty populist issue. Medical,
anything to take
marijuana.
On the man. Right, right.
At the same time, they'll re-elect Mike Beebe and Mike Ross in the same year that they would elect Rick Crawford and Tim Griffin on the Republican side as newcomers there.
Right.
Or throw out Blanche Lincoln, who was the chair of the Agriculture Committee because of her Obamacare vote.
Right, exactly.
These are the things that you're talking about.
Exactly. I don't mean it so much as an insult. I'm not saying they're stupid. I'm just saying they're odd. We're odd, and we're an odd state. And of course, the context of that was that it's all being played out in the legislative
session.
Well,
let's talk about that, because you got a conservative legislature, some would say an ultra-conservative legislature,
right.
And you do have this populist streak here, and there seems to be some contradiction in public policy that those conservative mm-hmm. legislators are making against the will of what the
right.
voters have passed, medical marijuana, minimum wage being two.
Right. Yeah, so it gives us this strange dynamic in that very conservative Republican neo-right legislators get elected handsomely and traipse down to Little Rock, and when they get here, they set about trying to undo what the will of the voters was on issues. The same voters who voted them in, so smartly, according to these legislators, cannot be trusted on some of these issues because of this very dichotomy I'm talking about. They'll vote for incumbents because they just get in a habit of voting either R or D, currently R. But on specific issues, they will do things that these conservative legislators are saying, we can't do this. The voters of Arkansas didn't mean that mom and pops out here have got to pay this higher minimum wage. Surely they didn't want to put mom and pop out of business. So we're going to go to town, we're going to go to Little Rock, and we're going to undo that or try to undo it. And there was more sentiment for that than you might imagine. Mm-hmm. There was wide sentiment for it. But the governor, and in this column, somewhat in hyperbole, a little bit snarky, I refer to him as a semi-sane influence on the legislature. He's more than semi-sane. He's quite sane, just for the record. But he tends to temper that with a little adult supervision, like on the hog farms and on minimum wage and even on the Confederate flag, which he didn't try to pass, he just took a position. So that's the dynamic that's happening, and it has conservative legislators praising the voters for choosing them and being conservative, but then trying to undo the populist, progressive things that they do on specific
issues. I'll give you another example. Medical marijuana was passed in 2016. It's 2019, and we still don't have.
Do you think there is some foot dragging that's reflected in philosophical resistance?
Foot dragging might be part of it.
Okay, I'm asking you this. I mean, are you saying that the fact that it hasn't happened yet is simply procedural morass and the difficulty of it, or does it reflect a little passive aggression among these conservative policymakers. I think the latter is a factor. Other states have moved much more quickly, and we're not more inept than other states.
We spent an entire legislative session last session debating all of the policy that was going to go around that medical marijuana implementation. Right. And there was obviously a system set up, but the state was not really prepared to execute.
Well, it wasn't prepared, but
implement it as quickly as it could.
Was it passively, aggressively unwilling to be prepared? I think it's somewhat the latter.
And we've still seen some legislation this session regarding it, too.
Right. And that's just what we're seeing. Somebody put on the social media the day after the recent election, Arkansas, your liberal skirt is showing, is what somebody said. Which I thought, you know, you're out here thinking that you're conservative. You just overwhelmingly voted for Trump. You overwhelmingly voted for every conservative Republican in sight. But you just raised the minimum wage, which is a decidedly progressive, populist progressive, some would say, liberal notion. And you just approved casinos, which is permissive. That's the other thing. Conservatism of sort of modern moralizing conservatism sort of resists sin, you know, and yet the Arkansas voters given a chance. Sure, if a man wants to go, take his last few dollars and wager on it, sure, if that's what they want to do. So it's this whole situation in which Ballinger and Bob Ballinger and Robin Lundstrom and very conservative legislators, fully representative in a way of the support they have in their districts, are actually on some issues resistant to the people who elect them having their say. And it's just an Arkansas thing. I put in this column, 1968, George Wallace for president, J. William Fulbright for U.S. Senate, Winthrop Rockefeller for governor, a racist, populist demagogue for president, an independent-minded intellectual Democrat for the U.S. Senate, and a liberal transplanted rich New Yorker for governor.
Republican.
That's Arkansas.
Yeah.
You know.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns, including a Wednesday online-only column, can also be found at arkansasonline.com. Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find more from this conversation, including discussion of a move to make it harder to have voter-initiated amendments on the ballot, at talkbusiness.net.